Hi, this is Trevor Steeg from Baba Jack.
This is Becky Tate from Baba Jack, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues
on Talk Radio Europe, Radio Napa,
and Kansas City Online Radio.
Yeah.
Tell them ain't nobody home. If the blues come to call, don't even answer the phone. Lock all the doors and turn the lights down low. Don't even answer the phone when the blues come to call.
Speak. Yeah, the voice is okay. Just. Welcome to the Raven and the Blues. That's the Betty Walton Band opening up the show this week with a track from their brand new album, Wish for What You Want, and it's called Blues Comes a Knocking. You know how it is when a cold starts to come on? A man, not a cold. What am I talking about? Man flu. When you the first doses of signs of man flu, you know, you the tickle in the throat. I think it's on its way. Anyway, welcome to the programme. I was at Broadstairs last weekend for a fabulous, fabulous festival. A lot of the show this week is going to be based around the bands I saw in Broadstairs. But one of the tracks I played last week excited a lot of people, and lovely emails, some Facebook messages, and a couple of private emails too, saying how much they enjoyed the late David Maxwell, who died about 2 weeks ago, with a track from his album Blues in Other Colours, which came out some 3 years ago. So I'm going to go back to the album and choose this one called Moving On.
Thank you.
Isn't that lovely? That's for all those who sent emails to the week saying how much they enjoyed David Maxwell last week. And there he is with the album Blues in Other Colours and Moving On. He died about a couple of weeks ago. One of the regulars of the programme who lives in Paris, I think, commented last week that she's starting to see sort of messages in the song titles. It's very much, I think she's making it up, but nevertheless, Wish for What You Want and Blues in Other Colours. Okay, Broadstairs. A fabulous festival. It breaks all the rules for festivals, basically. It's just a series of pubs. Broadstairs is a really pretty seaside town in between the rather more garish towns of Ramsgate and Margate on the southeast coast of England, just above Dover, really. It's where Charles Dickens wrote Bleak House. There is a Bleak House still there. Dickens is pretty big in Broadstairs. Lots of little pubs. And when I say little, I mean, you know, sort of 1800s and the late 17th century kind of pubs. Very low ceilings, lots of small rooms. And you can see they were the haunts of smugglers or whatever, you know. And basically those pubs form the backbone of the festival. 45 bands over 3 days in lots of different venues, often three bands all appearing at the same time in three different venues. Now, I thought in my innocence and my stupidity that that's not a problem. Each band's going to do a two-hour set. If I want to see all three, I'll go and see band A for 40 minutes, then walk 100 yards to the second pub and see band B for 40 minutes, and then finally see band C. Ha! Rubbish. The clubs get so full, you can't get in, and basically have to be there an hour before the band. So there were loads of people I wanted to see and didn't. One person I did see, and it was a great, great set. Well, we'll come to all of them in a minute. Robin Beebe and Tony Martin were in, was it Neptune's or was it the one opposite, Dolphin? Either way, anyway, it doesn't make no difference. Together with Dave Rayburn, not Raven, but Rayburn on drums. A fabulous set. Robin Beebe has an electric pickup for his guitar, so he's able to walk wherever he like. And at one stage, he disappeared out of the pub, into the street, and stop the traffic. But this is a number that they did in Broadstairs at the weekend. It's also on their new album, Live at the Ram Jam. Robin Beebe, Tony Martin together, and John Martin's original of May You Never.
Talking dirty behind my back, but I know that there's something
believe that's the acoustic set, or the acoustic album, live at the Ram Jam. Robin Beebe and Tony Martin together. I saw them with the electric set at the Dolphin Inn at Broadstairs last weekend. Talking about my weekend at the Broadstairs Blues Bash, we move now from the Dolphin pub along the road a bit, and we get to the pub called the 39 Steps, and there was an old friend of the programme, Half Deaf Clutch, did a set in the afternoon, and here's a track from his Borrowed Blues album from the end of last year with Cypress Grove, originally by Skip James.
I would rather be buried in some cypress grove I would rather be buried in some cypress grove than to have some old devil come along and steal my soul. Well, your knee won't go to awaken, your body's getting cold. Well, your knee won't go to awaken, your body's getting cold. You know you're ready for that cypress grove. I would rather be buried 6 feet in the ground I would rather be buried 6 feet in the ground Oh Lord, please tell my mama that I'm Cypress Grove bound. I would drink muddy water, I would sleep in a hollow log. I would drink muddy water, I would sleep in a hollow log. Then stay around here, honey, and have you treat me like a dog. I'm gonna sing my song, then I ain't gonna sing anymore. I'm gonna sing my song, then I ain't gonna sing anymore. Cause my time around here is precious, I believe I got to go.
Half Deaf Clutch came down from Hull together with Red and Jack and a mini Clutch too from his album Borrow Blues, which came out towards the end of last year, which was all blues by other people. And that was Skip James's original and Cypress Grove. Okay, he was in the 39 Steps in Broadstead, so let's leave that and move 100 yards round the corner and up the hill a little bit to a cafe called The Intolerant Wife. Great name for a cafe. It's called because the owner's wife is intolerant to wheat and lactose and a couple of other things, and in doing a diet for her, he thought there could be a market for this, and so he opened the cafe. Now, the cafe is small. It probably holds about 15, 16 people, no more. A little kitchen at the back, but they still manage to squeeze bands in, and they open up every day, being not a pub, and therefore they can open up in the morning. So the whole festival started on The Intolerant Wife on Friday night, and then on Saturday morning and Sunday morning, they had bands playing at 10 o'clock in the morning. So you could go and have your full English breakfast and also listen to music. Here are two of the bands who were in The Intolerant Wife. First of all, Andy Twyman.
We're getting ready to leave. I think you're taking the pill. like some more meat on the bone. I sold all my earthly possessions. I gave him more than the time of day. He told me it pays for heaven on earth. He needs money to show me the way. His poor life's possessed by the devil, but the angels guided what he said. There was no other option, for he was Christ returned from the dead. Take me to the Waco station for an 20 miles to go. There's a man there who's gonna help. Turn around and face someplace else, where you believe that you belong. You're drawn to the crimson ocean, the cries on earth can be wrong. Take me to that Waco station for an 20 miles.
That'll be Sir Richard Townend, who was there also with the Mighty Boss Cats the night before, but on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, with full English breakfast. All, I mean, when I say full English breakfast, I mean enormous plates. Richard Townend from the album which he brought out back in 2013, Boiling Pot and Take Me to Waco Station. We leave the Intolerant Wife Cafe now in Broadstairs. We'll go back to it later on in the programme. And now go back to the Dolphin Pub. Now, the stage on the door, I say stage, the area they leave for the band is about the size of an ordinary dining table, about, I would think, 8 foot by 4 foot. And the band Northside are there on the Saturday. And I'm interested because I've seen Northside a couple of times already on bigger stages. A, they need a lot of space, and B, they're very loud. And I thought, how are they going to manage? As it turned out, it was absolutely staggering. It's the best gig I've seen them do. I think the band were on fire as well, and you just couldn't move in the pub. I could see the top of Lorna's hair, that was all, but the sound was fabulous. Here they are live, but not in the Dolphin Pub, with a track from their album Storyteller's Daughter called Northside.
Got a red hat on her hand. She's smiling like she knows me, like she likes something that I said. Smile on that scary brown curl, and she wanna know where I got it. Yes, yeah, she does. See, she's looking at me through a window. She's got a red hat on her hand. Like something that I said. With a smile on that scary brown girl, she wanna know where I got it. So I said, sit down here beside me, lady. I will tell you all about it. I was walking down the north side, I just trying to find my way back home. Yes, I am. This man comes up to me. He said, lady, give me all of your money. And honey, maybe, maybe I will let you go free. Well, he had one hand in his pocket. Lady, he had the other by his side. He said to me, honey, now give me all. I just trying to find my way back home. Yes, I am. Now did I tell you that I'm walking down the north side, yeah. And I know you shouldn't have me there alone, walking down the north side, girl. But a cat is up to me. Suddenly I'm bleeding, and this man, well, he didn't bleed. And I wake up in a big brown coat, another man leaning over me. So it took me by my hand. Love is with me every day.
the self-same girl, well, that used to save my soul. Lady, let me tell you, I wear it every day well, even when it's not going well. I was walking down the north side, just trying to find my way back home again.
Down on Northside, recorded live from the album Storyteller's Daughter. That's the band Northside. Lorna Fothergill on vocals. And the atmosphere in the pub that night was so electric. It's a combination, I think, just the proximity of the band, and they can feel the audience. I mean, just you can reach out and touch them all, just about all of them. And so, therefore, it's the sum of the parts, really. It's just that, and it wasn't just for Northside. So many of the bands had the most amazing sessions. We're in Broadstairs for the Broadstairs Blues Bash on its 7th year. Next year, it's going to be its 8th, and it's going to be even bigger, I think, and even more successful. One person who I saw quite a bit over the weekend, I think Broadstairs is her hometown, is the lovely Katie Bradley. And she opened up on the Friday in the Pavilion and almost closed it on the Sunday, in a sense, with the Katie Bradley Blues Bash. And she was with different people over the course of the weekend, but on Sunday she was with her, I was going to say, her regular guitarist. That's not strictly true, but anyway, she was with Dudley Ross, so they've been here on the boat before. Here they are with a track from their last album, The Anchor Baby Sessions, which came out towards the end of last year, and Little by Little.
Break a day, step me up with everything I say. Little by little, oh, I'm losing you, I can see. Bit by bit, oh, your love is slipping away from me. Oh, what you doing, baby? Don't you know it ain't right? What you doing, baby, it takes all night.
slipping away from me.
That's the number they did in Neptune's Hall on the Sunday night, the last night of the festival. Katie Bradley and Dudley Ross, and a track from the Anchor Baby Sessions and Little by Little. We're in Broadstairs at the Blues Bash. One band who I saw setting up and had a chat with, but didn't get a chance to see them because I got trapped in another pub, Joey Sports and Blue Commotion. They were in the Charles Dickens pub. Initially, they had a very bad layout, and you would have seen nothing of them apart from their heads, but they were able to move and did a... From people who were there, told me what a fabulous set it was, and Zoe has said herself that it was an amazing night. And they were in the pub called the Charles Dickens. Here they are from their album from the middle of last year, and You Knock Me Out.
You got me hook, line, sinker. You got me under your skin. It's not pie in the sky, oh, it's a natural high. I'm loving you with every limb. You got me under your spell, oh, I'm addicted to your potion. Wave your magic wand and I'm moving with your motion. You got my attention when you're relieving my tension. No, I'm not skeptical. You know, I really get you. I'm your treacle tart, I'm your honeybee. You know, you can have a second helpings of me. Oh, I'm perfection, there is no question. Without a doubt, you knock me out.
Thank you.
That band are so good. Great guitar playing, as always, from Rob Corral. And, of course, on vocals, the lovely Zoe Schwartz. And, of course, the rest of the band, The Blue Commotion, from their last album, Exposed, and You Knock Me Out. And they did knock them out in the Charles Dickens. One pub I haven't mentioned yet, the Balmoral. I saw Cheryl Lee Mewis there, and she, well, a bit of her set, and she was fabulous. And also, I saw setting up, but not their set, another DJ and a friend of the programme, Tim Aves, together with the rest of the band, the Wolfpack in the Balmoral. You know, you may be saying, I haven't mentioned the beer, have I? Broadstairs is also well known as a real ale place, and so many of the pubs have their own beer on, and they actually unusually sell beer in 1/3 of a pint glasses, which sounds strange, but if you've got 4 or 5 different brews to try, it's the only way of doing it without getting too drunk, so you could buy 1/3 of a pint. So if you like beer as well, and in case you're thinking, how much is this costing me? You know, how much is Broadstairs, all these fabulous bands? The answer is, amazingly, it's free. I don't know how they do it. Tim Aves and Wolfpack, the Red Rooster.
My rooster being gone.
album came out towards the middle of last year, called Never Saw Chester. Tim Aves, together with the band Wolfpack, and of course the well-known Red Rooster. Tim, after he finished a set in the Balmoral, raced 100 yards down the road to Neptune's Hall and did a live set for the Katie Bradley by invitation only jam at the end of the Sunday evening, basically. Let's close my look at Broadstairs. Bands I haven't played on the show this week, but I did see people like Kingsley Slim, who was great, Baba Jack, they were great also. I had a long chat to both Trevor and to Becky, and also saw the Mustangs playing a little bit of their set as well, and the Laura Holland band. Oh, that was just so good as well. It really was an amazing weekend. Let's close my look, though, running out of time on the programme, with the guy who opened it all up on the Friday night at the Intolerant Wife. We've gone back there, and this is Chris Donimore, title track of his album from a couple of years ago called No Ghosts in This House.
when all lights go out now. See you still hear me strumming. I sing something sad and slow, yeah, so I can hear my train of coming.
Closing our look at the Broadstairs Blues Bash from 2015, the guy who opened it up on the Friday evening at the Intolerant Wife Cafe, No Ghosts in This House, is the title of his album, and that is the title track from it, Chris Donimore. Great, great event. Loads of lovely people there, the organisers were truly fabulous, so many of them, and so helpful as well. Lots of presenters, lots of DJs there too, amazingly. I met up with Jim McNeil for the first time, Richard Dunning for the first time, Steve Kellum for the first time, and Kevin Beale as well. We all got together and swapped lots of tales of derring do, and it was a great, great weekend. Broadstairs is a pretty village, seaside town. At the best of times, when the music's playing like that, it is definitely worth going to. It's worth looking at for next year, I promise you. Okay, anyway. Oh yes, also on the Friday night. Oh yes, I said it was free. How can they do it? Well, they have one paid event, basically. In the pavilion, the big hall there, on the Friday night, they have a £15 ticket, and that kind of covers everything else. And in the pavilion, I saw, first of all, Roscoe Levy and the Southern Slide, a great set from them, and then Katie Bradley, and then finally, another great set from Giles Robson and the Dirty Aces. Giles also gave me a bit of a heads up on something which is happening later on this year, which I can't tell you about, but it's so exciting. It's going to be in the north anyway, I can tell you that. Anyway, that's it for the show this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. I'm going to get over my cold now. I don't know who gave it to me. Probably Rosalind, I would imagine. She'll know why. Let's close with this one from Robin Trower. Thank you for listening. Email address is dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Website also is that too. Facebook, of course. We're almost up to 1,000 likes for the Raven and the Blues show on Facebook. Please, if you are on Facebook, follow that. Let's close with Robin Trower. His new album, Something's About to Change, is wonderful. And here he is with Snakes and Ladders. Have a great 7 days. I'll talk to you in 7 days. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Maybe tomorrow I'll be the one free and clear. Don't know much, but what I do know, I've got to get away from here. Cause this life of snakes and ladders ain't worth one more my own tears. Maybe tomorrow I'll find reason to hang around. But I believe I've got to follow my first mind and blow this town. Cause in this life of snakes and ladders, I'm looking up but going down. Tomorrow I'll upset the money train. called my best friend to borrow enough to keep me out of the rain. But in this life of snakes and ladders, I come up empty-handed again.